Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
Don't shoot the messenger, okay? I just saw the headline and felt it was worthy of letting you guys know that if you try to be happy, you're just going to end up making yourself miserable. So there is from the website Study Finds, and this is reviewed by Steve Fink. He's who wrote the article.
Oh, yes. I trust Steve Fink.
Do you try? Well, it's Steve Fink wrote the article, but research was led by Sam Maglio of the University of Toronto Scarborough. Oh,
of course, Sam Maglio.
Okay.
Who doesn't know Sam Maglio, right?
I trust Sam and Steve.
Yeah, so I'm like, there's actually research behind this because I want to share like where this came from, and we'll be sure to share the article with you. I'm just going to summarize it tightly. And it basically says the pressure to feel good winds up backfiring for many, research shows. In a nutshell, it says this: actively pursuing happiness drains your mental energy, leaving you with less willpower for other important tasks and decisions. People exposed to happiness-focused messaging showed worse self-control, consuming more chocolate, and giving up sooner on challenging tasks. So, in summary, rather than constantly striving for maximum happiness, accepting your current emotions and appreciating what you already have may lead to better well-being. It's the pursuit of happiness that is making some people miserable.
Oh.
It makes sense, because I remember when The Pursuit of Happiness was a movie, and I remember thinking to myself, well, like, when is the destination of it all? And then I got the message in it, which was the pursuit of happiness is actually learning to be happy in the pursuit. So it's like you choose to be happy regardless of where you are in your life, even if you don't have it, I guess, everything that you want. And I feel like it's kind of saying something similar.
Yeah, I've always just been taught that happiness was fleeting. Like, if you constantly go after happiness, you're inevitably going to be disappointed because sadness and the pains of life are inevitable. So if you constantly expect to be happy, and that's where your expectation is, to constantly be at like a level 8, 9, 10 happiness, you're constantly going to be disappointed because life is brutal. And most people are floating around a 6, 5, 6, 3, 4. 1, 2, depending on the day.
I mean, and it was kind of, it shook me a little bit because, of course, like, I have gotten, you know, self-help books. I know Dan Harris wrote 10% Happier, and I got that one and was reading it because, I mean, we're here for such a fleeting moment of time, right? So, of course, you want to be your happiest self while you're here. And there are so, if you look at it, there's so many self-help books. And now it's not even about the books. You look online and you look at TikTok and you look at Instagram and you look at the TikToks and the reels, and it's all about how you can be happier or make the most of your life. And I feel like there's so much pressure to do something to make yourself happy that you don't see your life for what it is, and you can't value and be happy with what you have.
Ooh.
I can relate to that, because as someone who is always pursuing goals, I kind of feel that way about my goals, because like you keep making goals, and then after you accomplish the goal, you're looking for the next goal, you're looking for the next goal, and you never actually stop and say, okay, I did something, I should be happy about what I have accomplished. It's always about the next thing. So maybe there is some truth to just kind of just learning to be happy where you are.
Yeah. I just don't think God designed us to be happy, because if he designed us to be happy, he would design me to be able to house an entire chocolate bar and pint of ice cream every day. But I'm not built that way.
And to have 10 cats in a house and nobody judge you.
Yeah, exactly. God wanted us to float around a 5-6.
You should be able to eat ice cream and still have a 6-pack.
Amen.
He got that wrong.
He got that wrong. That's a design flaw on his part.
Absolutely.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.